the Average Shepherd. My name is Father Sam French, and today is Thursday in the fourth week of Eastertide, and today's homily is called No Salvation Outside the Church, and we're reading from John chapter 14. Let's begin. Jesus said to Thomas, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you know me, you know the Father too. From this moment you know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, let us see the Father, and then we shall be satisfied." "Have I been with you all this time, Philip?" said Jesus. "And you still do not know me. To have seen me is to have seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Let us see the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak as from myself. It is the Father living in me who is doing this work. You must believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Believe it on the evidence of this work, if for no other reason. I tell you most solemnly, whoever believes in me will perform the same works as I do myself. He will perform even greater works because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask for in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask for anything in my name, I will do it." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. Henceforth you know him and have seen him." Jesus declares before his disciples today that he is the one mediator between God and mankind. It's through Jesus that we are all brought into relationship and communion with our Creator. In fact, every time we go to Mass, that quiet prayer of the priest during the offertory expresses this truth. He says, "By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity." Jesus is the mediator who connects mankind to God. He not only calls us into relationship with God, but also that God may dwell within us. So it's apart from Christ, we can do nothing good. For the same reason, Christ's mediation is essential for us if we are to have salvation. And through the work of the Holy Spirit on earth, that salvation, the salvation that God offers humanity, it's offered to all, even to those who have never had a chance to know Jesus, but it happens in a more mysterious way. So how do we square this universal offer of salvation to all of mankind with the traditional Catholic principle, extra ecclesiam nulla salus? There is no salvation outside the church. Well, a document from the Second Vatican Council called Lumen Gentium, Light to the Nations, explains it this way. "Those also can attain to salvation who through no fault of their own do not know the gospel of Christ or his church, yet sincerely seek God and moved by grace, strive by their deeds to do his will as it is known to them through the dictates of their conscience." And I can think of three examples where this might apply. The first one, or the most obvious one, is a remote villager, some man who's unaware of the gospel or the church, but he is sincerely seeking God through his tribe's beliefs, and he's leading a life of love, compassion, and justice, guided by grace and a conscience informed by the Holy Spirit. So if he's just kind of giving in to whatever pagan rituals they're doing, that's not enough. He has to have a conscience formed by God's grace. Number two, a devout follower of another religion, but someone who is unfamiliar with the gospel or the Catholic Church, but they are genuinely seeking God through their faith in a life of prayer, charity, moral actions, and in accords with their conscience once again. And finally, an agnostic man. And I would say an agnostic man who, they might be raised in a secular environment, they're searching for truth and meaning, but never once do they receive adequate witness of the gospel from a Christian evangelist. And despite that fact, they're trying their best to live a moral and ethical life guided by conscience and grace. In all of these circumstances, God's grace is acting on their heart and they are responding. They're responding as best they can to that grace. So men and women in such circumstances, although they're not formally members of the church through baptism, are still linked to the church through the mysterious grace of Christ acting in their lives in this particular way, to which they have responded wholeheartedly, we hope. This teaching ultimately reminds us that God's love and his mercy extends to all people regardless of their circumstances or their background. However, this principle can become spiritually dangerous if it's understood or applied too loosely. We can't fall into the trap of universalism, thinking that just all religions, all lifestyles, all circumstances are a short road to salvation, because they're not. And in fact, in the very next paragraph of Lumen Gentium, which is so often left out of discussion, we hear the following warning, and I quote, "But often men, deceived by the evil one, have become vain in their reasonings and have exchanged the truth of God for a lie, serving the creature rather than the creator. Or there are some who, living and dying in this world without God, are exposed to final despair. Wherefore, to promote the glory of God and procure the salvation of all of these, and mindful of the command of the Lord, we must preach the gospel to every creature." So, knowing that there are those out there who do not know Jesus, the one mediator of our salvation, all of us as Christians are called to be instruments of God's grace, helping others encounter Jesus and come to know the love of the Father. So today, let us pray that our thoughts, our words, our actions be a testament that Jesus, and only Jesus, is the way, the truth, and the life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to The Average Shepherd. If you want to help me spread the word and this podcast, you can put it up on social media or share with anyone you think might benefit. Thank you, and God bless.